June 21st, 2009, the celebrated host of Go Vegan Radio, Bob Linden, launched the first ever Vegan Earth Day with a festival that included the Vegan Earth Day for a Vegan World seminar. Though Supreme Master Ching Hai was unable to attend as the invited guest of honor due to her busy schedule, she graciously shared her insights about society's advancement toward ideal moral values through an inspirational video message. Dignitaries who attended the seminar included Rip Esselstyn, vegan firefighter and author of the New York Times bestseller, The Engine 2 Diet; Christine Garcia, vegan animal rights activist, founder and lead counsel of the Animal Law Office in San Francisco; Chris DeRose, animal rights activist, founder and president of Last Chance for Animals, and author of In Your Face, From Actor to Animal Activist; Jonelle Romero, Native American vegan and producer of the first American Indian Internet television channel, Red Nation Television Channel; and Janice Belson, vegan executive director of Medicines Global. The seminar was also covered by KTLA, a television station in Southern California. We now invite you to listen to part two of the rebroadcast of the live seminar, Vegan Earth Day for a Vegan World, in Woodland Hills, California, USA, on June 21st, 2009.
Luckily for us, we can escape all that suffering and prevent all this suffering for our loved ones by avoiding alcohol. Here are some visible benefits. A. Restores the heart. Stroke risk reduced 50% by quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption, along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake. Researchers in Spain find that alcohol-free beer reduces cholesterol levels along with other potential heart benefits without any of the risks associated with alcohol consumption. B. Financial saving. A Canadian study estimates alcohol intervention programs could save 880 lives and $1 billion every year. C. Reduces mortality. A 10% decline in vodka sales resulted in a significant decrease in alcohol-related deaths in Russia in 1 year. Exercising, drinking less alcohol, eating fruits and vegetables, and not smoking extends life expectancy by 14 years. D. Reduces cancer. A World Cancer Research Fund study finds reducing meat and alcohol consumption decreases cancer risk. E. Aids recovery. The brain's regeneration and performance are increased once alcohol consumption ceases. Alcoholic hepatitis patients can gain complete recovery if the patient gives up alcohol and has a good diet, like vegan diet. Bodybuilding.com states that bodybuilders who refrain from alcohol consumption experience benefits in terms of muscle gain, hydration, recovery, metabolism, and mental focus. F. Boosts society wellness. A New Zealand liquor ban resulted in 98% less liquor offenses, as well as a reduction in other crimes. Research in New Mexico, USA shows that Sunday bans on alcohol sales resulted in fewer collisions and traffic casualties. Alcohol-related crimes dropped by 15% following an alcohol ban in Aberystwyth, UK. An alcohol ban becomes permanent on the jetty area of Coffs Harbour City, Australia, due to its success in reducing crime. In the U.S. state of Florida, raising the legal drinking age from 18 to 21 significantly reduced auto accident-related fatalities. A voluntary ban of alcohol sales to youth under 21 in the UK's Masker Village is made permanent as crime and antisocial behavior is reduced by the ban. An alcohol ban in US colleges helps overall alcohol abstention and reduces bouts of drunkenness and secondhand effects of drinking. Now we come to killer number three, namely drugs. Drugs destroy lives, intelligence, and function of countless of our kind, wreaking grief and havoc on families, darkening or terminating people's future, youth's future especially, as youths are impressionable and easily fall into this kind of temptation. Drugs can do all that. Drugs kill, often at tragically young age. Is this not an intolerable crime, begging to be stopped? Allow me to tell those who are still not informed some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse. It causes over 200,000 deaths per year, not including crime-related fatalities. Cost of $181 billion in the United States alone and $33 billion in the UK annually. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion in the UK. Harmful effects of drugs include brain damage, stroke, heart disease, liver disease, tuberculosis, emphysema, cancer, depression, suicide, permanent memory loss, mental illness, higher infant mortality, increased crime and violence, impotence. Drugs cause crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the US, 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the US committed 70,000 crimes in a 3-month period. Social cost of drugs. U.S. businesses lost $100 billion per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion per year for health care, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users. Some environmental costs as well. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production. Death due to drugs. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the US. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortality. Plus more and more and more. How to regain our healthy, normal, and worthwhile life? There is a solution. You have a solution. Here are some of the benefits of addictive drug abstinence treatment. In the U.S., treatment for drug addiction has been shown to save lives, as observed over a one-year period, reduce crime and rebuild families, along with 69% of those treated being drug-free at least 1 year after treatment. 64% reduction in arrests 1 year after treatment. Again, this is just a 1 year observation, and the trend should continue and would continue as people regain their normal health and clarity of mind due to drug-free lifestyle. A California, USA study found that for every $1 invested in drug treatment, $7 was saved through reduced crime, health and welfare costs, and increased income stability. 60% of cocaine and heroin in the U.S. is consumed by people who get arrested in the same year. Thus, treatment that helps them to overcome drug addiction reduces crime and market demand for drugs. A doctor in Arizona, USA, identified a new outpatient treatment for methamphetamine addicts, showing an over 60% success rate in rehabilitation. 20 years of research in the U.S. has demonstrated that drug treatment programs are effective in reducing crime, as well as improving the health and social function of participants. Drug-free workplace programs are found to result in lower absenteeism, fewer accidents, higher productivity, improved morale, better employee health, decreased use of expenses for health benefits, lower corporate insurance premium costs, and the list goes on, of course. Eh? We have all that on the SupremeMasterTV.com/killers. Please refer to it for more detail. Also, we have them here and there on almost all our SupremeMasterTV.com blogs. So please check them at random. Also on SupremeMasterTV.com/SOS. Now we come to killer number four, tobacco. Nearly 5.5 million people every year are robbed of their life breath by tobacco. Smoking changes one's genetic structure permanently, causing a higher risk of cancer. Sadly, this is the single most preventable cause of death in the world, making tobacco also a crime. Here are some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke also kill. We do not include the harm tobacco do to the children as well. Now, tobacco causes heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cause cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer, causes chronic obstructive pulmonary disease like emphysema, bronchitis, causes stroke, impotence. Additional harms for secondhand smoking include sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys. circulatory problems in women, and more, and more, and more. The list goes on. Again, lucky for us, there is solution for all this tragedy. Avoid tobacco. Say no to tobacco. Here are beneficial life-saving choices for you. A. Smoking ban, save life. Quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption, along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake, reduces the risk of strokes by more than half. United Kingdom's ban on smoking in public places reduces passive smoke effects, which are linked to loss of life for more than 11,000 people every year. In the US, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration state that sales of tobacco to underage youth have reached all-time lows in all 50 states. The number of young smokers aged 18 to 29 has fallen by 30% in Victoria, Australia, thanks to the smoking bans in pubs and clubs. Smoking rates in Japan have been declining, reaching an all-time low this year. B. Smoking bans mean reduce acute coronary syndrome. Rome, Italy experienced an 11.2% decrease in acute coronary events in the first year after a smoking ban in public places went into effect. Israeli researchers reported people who stopped smoking, the increased risk of sudden cardiac death seems to disappear immediately. The National Sanitary Institute in France announced a significant decrease in heart attack rates following the country's smoking ban, with also decrease in secondhand smoke effect as well. New York, USA experienced an 8% decline in hospital admissions for severe heart attack after a comprehensive smoking ban, which translates into healthcare saving of $56 million in 1 year. C. Smoking bans mean better health. Data from National Population Health Survey shows those who smoke have higher rates of chronic conditions such as bronchitis, asthma, and high blood pressure. Smokers and those exposed to secondhand smoke develop colon cancer about 7 years earlier than non-smokers. D. Smoking bans mean healthier children. Research from Michigan State University in the USA and the David Hyde Asthma and Allergy Research Center in the UK show that the smoking habits of mothers during pregnancy increase asthma risk in some children. Children regularly exposed to secondhand smoke have more than triple the risk of lung cancer, as well as higher risk of other respiratory problems later in life. E. Smoking bans are good for business. In his annual report, UK Chief Medical Officer Liam Donaldson said a public smoking ban would save an estimated £2.7 billion per year, namely £680 million saved by having a healthier and more efficient workforce, £140 million saved through fewer sick days, £430 million saved from productivity loss from smoking on the job. 100 million pounds saved from cleanup costs related to cigarette smoking. Plus more and more and more. Now you can see we have to prioritize our choices. Either the abundant, beautiful, peaceful planet, or sorrow, suffering, or worse, loss of all lives, and all these crimes of killing, from meat, alcohol, drugs, tobacco, must and will stop. In their place, what will we have? Happy longevity for animals and humans alike, limitless health and wellness, intelligence and creativity, a shared love and joy as never before remembered. In short, we will have a newly, wondrously elevated humanity in all aspects. Together, let's envision this future, our well-deserved, beautiful future, in which all lives are upheld and cherished as one and the same. Let's be happy, because it seems that this day is already dawning. May heaven bless us all, and God loves us. So for the sake of all that lives on this planet, let us make a wiser choice. For example, instead of meat, we eat vegan. Instead of polluting the world, we go green. Instead of intoxicants, we will be urged in the blessing of God through prayers, yoga, meditation, etc. And instead of planting drugs, we plant organic vegetables and fruits. I wish you all the best in the embracing love of heaven. So be it. Thank you for doing your part. May you be blessed.
It's great to see somebody who has the courage to speak out on behalf of animals and the courage to say vegetarian isn't quite enough unless we mean vegan. So I'm just so appreciative for what she's doing for the cause of animals and her wonderful books that she's written for the cause of animals. She has number one bestsellers. She has The Dogs in My Life. She has The Birds in My Life. The Noble Wilds. I mean, all such examples of compassion for animals. I mean, it's just so beautiful. I can't express enough my appreciation to her and the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, who helped so much with putting together Vegan Earth Day that we're celebrating here today. So please, applause for all the members, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association. This event wouldn't be the success that it is today without their total dedication. Supreme Master Qinghai has her recent book, Celestial Art, reflecting on sustainable life, a vibrant book. All of these are available at Amazon.com. And every vegan's dream, anybody who's a vegan, wants there to be a chain of vegan restaurants. Supreme Master Qinghai has made it happen with Loving Hut. Loving Hut is spreading all across the world. Now we have it in Alhambra, San Diego. They started in Northern California. They're across Asia. Loving Hut, vegan restaurants. Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai. Visit Loving Hut, lovinghut.us. I'm so amazed. This is so great, you know. And we do have a panel discussion now with some of the heroes who are present at our Vegan Earth Day celebration today, taking place in Southern California, but webcast worldwide, and now our live broadcast all across the globe with our message of compassion and the vital information that the only way to save the planet is to go vegan. And we know that meat and dairy cause global warming more than all transportation combined, and meat and dairy are causing the drought in California. So we need to save ourselves, and we all need to go vegan. And featured in this discussion panel for Supreme Master Qinghai, we have the wonderful Chris DeRose of Last Chance for Animals, and we have Laura Houston, Animal Acres, and Rip Esselstyn, and Janelle Romero, who delivered the beautiful opening ceremony, the American Indian ceremony this morning. Janelle Romero, vegan, saying that's the way to respect Mother Earth. On Father's Day, we're respecting Mother Earth with Vegan Earth Day. And wonderful singing, too, from Janelle. And Alfredo Cuba, via video. Christine Garcia, animal attorney. She represents the animals, too, and speaks out for those who can't speak for themselves, just like Supreme Master Qinghai. I'll be a participant in this, too. I have a question for Supreme Master. She apologizes that she wasn't able to participate directly, so she specifically has sent three of her representatives to share her words of wisdom on the questions that our panel will deliver. So let's please welcome the Supreme Master Qinghai's representatives. They include Susan Gilchrist, Grace Orkin, and Rose de los Santos. So please welcome them. Thank you for being here.
Supreme Master Qinghai regrets that she cannot be here in person due to her busy schedule. She has asked us to relay her remarks and to convey her love, high regards, and best wishes.
Our first speaker is a multi-talented man. Mr. Chris DeRose has been a police officer, a television reporter, and a world-renowned actor who appeared on several television series, including General Hospital, Cagney and Lacey, and the Rockford Files. When Mr. DeRose left his acting career, he started to become a real-life hero, devoting much of his time and energy to protect the dignity and save the lives of our animal companions. He is founder and president of Last Chance for Animals, a national nonprofit organization which strives to prevent the use of animals for medical research, public entertainment, clothing, or food. To raise awareness about animal issues, Mr. DeRose also wrote the book, In Your Face, From Actor to Animal Activist. For his noble actions to protect our animal companions, Mr. DeRose was presented with the International Courage of Conscience Award. He is currently the Director of Animal Welfare in West Hollywood, California. Please join me in welcoming this true hero, Mr. Chris DeRose.
I believe compassion, passion, and free thinking makes an individual the single most powerful entity that one can create. Therefore, no corporations, government, or conglomerates on this earth can control the commitment of one who thinks on their own. This is my belief. Can you shed light on this?
Hello, Mr. DeRose, and thank you for your compassion and the passion in all that you do for the animals. And you are a hero for the animals. I so much appreciate that. Of course, you are correct that no organization or entity can control the commitment of an individual. And sometimes we must be strong as individuals. It's true. I really admire people such as yourself who stand up for the truth despite hardship or opposition. If we know the truth inside, we really have no choice but to live up to that principle. And at the same time, our world and our humanity is built on connections. Even our spirituality is built on a connection with the divine. We do not really operate alone. It may seem that way sometimes, but we are truly always connected. And the things that we do affect one another. As we see from the state of our planet right now, the actions of humans have affected other humans, as well as our animal co-inhabitants, and finally, the environment. To the extent that the Earth right now is in a perilous state, with marine habitats that are collapsing from acidification, Arctic regions that are melting with frightening phenomena, such as the permafrost that scientists are saying is melting at such a rate that it is releasing alarming amounts of the potent greenhouse gas methane, which could cause what is known as runaway global warming, along with the millions of animals killed on a daily basis to produce meat, other animals are also perishing due to global warming. I'm sure that you're aware of many of these things already, Mr. DeRose. I only mention to remind you that these are reflections of our effect on each other and the ecosphere. So in order to remedy this situation, we must also act together to save the planet. And at the same time, there is also no need to feel alone. The world is changing. People are changing. I think you probably see this already in your organization, that more people are now showing sympathy for the animals, even developing technologies that eliminate things like animal testing. And occasionally, people are charged for abusing or killing animals. I wish there were more animal protective measures, and there will be.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Mr. DeRose, about the concept of free thinking, one is certainly free to do good or even free to commit crimes, but the highest form of free thinking is for the benefit and safety of all and supports the freedom of all beings. In other words, combining the compassion you mention with freedom on behalf of our co-inhabitants so that they are not harmed and instead are the recipients of that compassion. And if there are enough of these compassionate and passionate and free-thinking people, this is a powerful enough to save the planet. So please, do maintain your strong individual ideals, but do not give up on people, Mr. DeRose. Find more who are like you, of like mind to yourself, and then you will get even more people to join the trend. This is what we try to do with the Be Veg, Go Green message, is to get as many people as possible with similar understanding so that this planet can continue to exist and the animals will appreciate all the more. They only want our world to be at peace and in loving harmony. So you are serving them further by involving yourself with others and to save their world and their home. Thank you for your effort and for your love for our beautiful animal co-inhabitants.
Thank you.
a lot of good things we can do. It's not all about what the bad things that are happening. It gives you solutions. That was a great thing.
Thank you for your gentle presence on today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again on Wednesday for part 3 of Vegan Earth Day for a Vegan World. Now please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for a journey through aesthetic realms, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. May your life be guided by the loving hand of God.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW